All right, good evening. I hope everyone is doing well, and welcome to our Thursday Justice Arts Movement Night here in Washington, D.C. at Bloom Bars and live streamed across the country. My name is Reverend Dr. Liz Theo Harris. I am the co-chair of the Poor People's Campaign, A National Call for More Revival. And it is great to have folks with us this evening and tuning in from across the country. Before we begin with our program, we're going to actually start with a short video about the campaign, just so folks can get a little bit of a sense about what the campaign's about. I'll say a couple more words, talk about what we've been doing this week, and we'll go take it from there. So we're going to watch our video.
All right.
All right, so we are going to figure out our technical difficulties, but for a minute, I'll just tell you all about the campaign. The Poor People's Campaign, A National Call for Moral Revival, is organizing 40 days of moral fusion direct action in more than 30 states across the country and here in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital. Poor people, clergy, activists, advocates, and people of goodwill have said that the time has come for people to put ourselves out there, to make our voices heard, to call attention to the 140 million poor and low-income people in this country, to call attention to the attack on voting rights and other forms of systemic racism, and to organize ourselves together, to organize ourselves together, and to build a powerful movement that can change and make life better for so many people. So last week, on May 14th, we launched nonviolent civil disobedience movements across the country. Over 1,000 people were arrested in more than 30 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. And we called attention to the violence that is taking place in our country today, where moms are having to bury their children because they lack health care and health insurance, where moms are having to bury their children because of poverty, where 250,000 people die because of poverty every year. More people than die from cancer and heart disease and heart attacks combined. And this week, we returned in even stronger numbers and stronger actions. And folks all across the country engaged in incredibly creative actions. This week, we were focused on the connection between systemic racism and economic injustice. We looked at voter suppression and how we have fewer voting rights today. 50 years ago, we had more. After people died on that Edmund Pettus Bridge, we have fewer voting rights today, where 23 states have passed voter suppression laws. And so many of those states then don't expand Medicaid, don't raise living wages, and that affects everybody. We made the connection with unjust immigration policies, and immoral wall that is being built at the U.S.-Mexico border, where families are being separated and deported and detained, and citizens are, and people's right to citizenship and their right to vote is being denied. And you can't talk about systemic racism in the United States of America without talking about the original sin of the mistreatment and genocide of the Native American people. Indigenous communities across this country are still dying and being impacted by grave injustice, where land is being destroyed, water is being poisoned, and people's ability to have a livelihood is being undermined. And so people raised our voices here in Washington, D.C. and across the country, and we said, we are willing to put ourselves out there. We are willing to put our bodies on the line. We are willing to make our voices heard in whatever way we can in order to say that we are building a movement. And right now, this Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival, is building up the power of people across this country. Never before in history has there been as expansive of a wave of nonviolent civil disobedience at state capitals like is happening today. And this is just week two of 40 days of organizing. And so we're going to watch this video now, and then I'll come up, talk a little bit more about the weeks to come and getting involved, and we'll pass it on to the folks that are here to share their art, because a movement is about culture and life and creativity. So I've heard that a video might be ready. And if it isn't, we're still ready. Yeah. All right, let's see. I got the thumbs up before. Maybe I talked too long. Kansas, in Indiana, in Tennessee, in Kentucky, in California, in Arizona, in Wisconsin, in Minnesota, in Maine, and Vermont, all across the country, people have come forward and said that we have to change the course of this country, the direction that we're headed in. And so, as we could see in that video, and as we'll experience throughout the evening, culture is central. We are shifting a narrative. We're trying to get this country and this world to talk about the issues that affect us. And so in order to do that, we have song. We have protest. We have the stories of people's lives, people coming forward and telling stories that have been untold for so long, but that this country needs to hear. So I'm going to have Sharon Rebar come on up, introduce this event a little bit more, and we'll have the rest of our program. But we're so appreciative of people being here, and we want to say, and we'll say this again, we are coming back, and we're coming back, and we're coming back. And so on next Tuesday, there will be another action taking place all across the country, but also here in Washington, D.C., and we need people to come to Capitol Hill to be a part of that. And we'll talk more.
Good evening. How's everyone doing? All right. My name is Sharon, and I'm one of the co-directors of Cultural Arts, along with Yara Allen, who you saw in the video here tonight, who's will be back with us next week. And I just want to welcome everyone to this space, to these Justice Arts Movement evenings, our jam sessions for the Poor People's Campaign, a national call for moral revival. As you saw in that video, and as Liz mentioned, cultural arts and music and visual arts and all of these ways of expressing our struggles, expressing our visions, is so central to this campaign. And we know that it's always been such an important role in social movements throughout the history of this country and the world. And so we honor these evenings on Thursday nights as a way to really bring us through as we come every week, getting ready for the next week of action, that it's a time to center ourselves, to ground ourselves, to connect with one another through these songs, through these stories. And we're really grateful to be here again this evening to do that. And I want to say a special thank you to the place that we are this evening at Bloom Bars here in Washington, D.C. And this community has so graciously welcomed us to be with them in the coming weeks to celebrate the cultural arts and the movement music. And I wanted to ask John Chambers if he might be willing to say a word to let folks know about the special place that we're in, and so grateful to be partnering with them around these evenings.
All right. Thank you. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody. Come on. You guys are looking good. I can't see you, but I can feel you. I feel the air of Ben and Jerry's. You guys like that? Can we give it up for Ben and Jerry's, please? Yes. Also, did anybody try the food upstairs? Some delicious, delicious food. Some people like the chicken. I said the chicken was good. However, it was vegan. Did you guys know that? It was good. All right, that was New Vegan Cafe. They're like two blocks up. They're awesome. Welcome to Bloom Bars. How many people are here for the first time? All right, how many people thought they were coming to a bar? Sorry to disappoint you. We're not that kind of bar. We started off always thinking that this was going to be the redefinition of what a bar could be, bringing people together, not through booze and conversation, but through music, art, dance, theater, film, poetry, visual arts, all the things that we know bring us together as a community. So that's how we're rooted. That's how we were founded. Never had a sign, just that little saying, you bloom, we bloom, which basically means we want you to reach your full potential. We believe that you can do that through your own creativity in the arts. And we know that when you change and when you grow and you reach your potential, that we all grow. And that's what this is about, bridging the arts and social justice movements here in the city, around the country, transforming ourselves. Hello, Lucy Murphy. Yoo-hoo in the house. We've been doing this for 10 years now. I know, good seats up front. Expensive seats, no. They're here for you, especially you, Lucy. So thank you, welcome. Again, we are we're 100% donation-based, volunteer-run, and love-fueled. So when you came in the door, you were helping to pay some bills. We're so grateful for that. If you'd like to play a bigger role in the work that we're trying to do here, let us know. Again, we're all volunteer-run. So thank you again for the time. We are excited about the weeks to come. Hello, everybody out there on the webcast. Spread the word, tweet, retweet. We've got some great artists here, and we especially artists who've come so far as New York and Los Angeles. It is hard being an artist, being on the road. They've got merch here. They've got T-shirts. They've got CDs. Please, please support them, get to know them, follow them, all that good stuff. It would mean a lot to us and them and yourselves because they're awesome. All right? Without further ado, thank you.
Thank you so much. Give it up for John and Bloom Bars. So as I say a few more words, I'm going to ask some of the other few musicologists in the room to join me. We're going to do a little Justice Choir as we start our evening. And you all aren't just here to listen to music. You're here to also be singing and participating. That's right. So if you all would make your way to this front here. But I do want to say that we have a wonderful evening of music that is about to come. And we, as John mentioned, we do have two amazing singer, songwriter, activists, artists that are here with us. Taina Asili, who's coming from Albany, New York, as well as Reza Argoza, who's coming from LA. And so grateful to have them here on this week that we're talking about the immorality of systemic racism and poverty, and really touching on the issues of the criminal justice system and the unjust immigration system, as well as the harm that's been done to our indigenous communities. And so they're going to come and join us this evening as well. But we're going to kick it off with some music. And in the tradition of movement music, if you are able, I'm going to ask you to stand. The first song we're going to do to bring us into the spirit this evening is a song that is a new movement song, and we're going to do some new and old this evening. But I actually wanted to read a quick quote for you. As we see so many around the country joining this movement, lifting up their voices every week, we know that we are becoming a new and unsettling force in this world. Yes. And we're going to start this evening with that song. But the words were inspired by two people that have come before us, and we want to lift up our ancestors in this movement as well. And Dr. King in 1967 said, "The dispossessed of this nation, the poor, both white and Negro, live in a cruelly unjust society. They must organize a revolution against injustice, not against the lives of the persons who are their fellow citizens, but against the structures through which the society is refusing to take means which have been called for and which are at hand to lift the load of poverty. There are millions of poor people in this country who have very little or even nothing to lose. If they can be helped to take action together, they will do so with a freedom and empower that will be a new and unsettling force in our complacent national life." Can I get an amen there?
Amen. Yes. Amen.
And the end of the song is going to finish with "that we can break our chains." And in the words of Assata Shakur, "It is our duty to fight for our freedom. That's it, right. Is our duty to win.
That's right.
We must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains."
That's right.
So I wanted to bring those words in as we sing this song tonight. And some of you know it already. Others will get it as we go. Miss Lucy, are you still eating your ice cream out there? You're not going to come join me?
All right.
So Shayna's got my back here. Y'all know this. So I'll teach it as we go. We are a new unsettling force, and we are powerful, a new unsettling force. Can you say that back?
We are a new unsettling force.
And we are powerful, a new unsettling force. And we're here. We're a new unsettling force for liberation, and we have nothing to lose but our chains. And we're here, we're a new unsettling force, liberation, and we have nothing to lose but our chains. All right, so you'll catch on to that. We are a new unsettling force, and we are powerful, a new unsettling force, and we're here, we're a new unsettling force for liberation, and we've got nothing to lose but our chains, and we've got nothing to lose but our chains. We are a new unsettling force, and we are powerful, a new unsettling force, and we're here, we're a new unsettling force for liberation, and we've got nothing. one more song to kick us off this evening. We are getting ready for the weeks to come, as well as we come in on Thursdays, learning the songs that we're going to take to the streets next week. And next week, the theme is going to be around militarism and the war economy. And so we wanted to take it back this evening to do a little study war no more. So some of you will know this. We're going to change up the words a little bit. I'm going to pull up my cheat sheet because I'm still learning it with you for this week. Here we go. So, okay, let's put this in the middle, Shada. All right. So, I'm going to lay down my sword and shield down by you. Musical performances for the evening.
Right.
And I want to again welcome that are down on this level. Taina Asili and Ray Zaragoza are joining us. I'm just going to say a little bit about both of y'all and then we'll Ray is going to start us off for the evening. And so Ray Zaragoza is coming to us from LA, and thank you for traveling all this way to be with us. And Ray, I actually met Ray last fall at the Black Hills Unity Concert, which was working to restore the Black Hills, the guardianship, back to the Great Sioux Nation. And so, in her wonderful work that she's going to share with us tonight, I know has been so inspired by her own history and activism. And one of the songs maybe that you're doing, I don't know, The River, was a song in response to Standing Rock and the pipeline there. Excuse me. And Taina Seeley is joining us from Albany, New York, and has been an amazing activist. She was actually with our folks on Monday up in Albany, out in the streets with folks, and has done a tremendous amount of work around mass incarceration and political prisoners and immigration and environmental justice, so all of the gamut. And so grateful to have you both here. It's so powerful during this week with these themes to be able to lift your voices in this space. So a big round of applause even before you go for joining us this week. And I'm going to let Ray come up and start us off this evening.
Hello. Hi, everyone. How are you? Okay, let's try that. Okay. Are you here now? Lovely. So, you're all so beautiful. I can feel your beautiful souls from here. And so I'm Ray Zaragoza. I'm here from Los Angeles, California today, and it really is incredible to be here. I'm from the East Coast, so I feel at home. And just really inspired to have been invited, and me and Sharon met at the Unity concert, which was really just an incredible night, and just, it's really overwhelming for me when so many people of such good intention come together, especially artists and people who admire the arts. And so I'm just really feeling very blessed to be here. I'm going to start off with a song about my family, about my great-grandma. And this is called American Dream. Growing up, I always didn't know where my place was in the American Dream. My mom is an immigrant, and my dad is indigenous. And I saw all the racism they both went through when I was a kid. In many ways, it was very similar, the way they were treated as outsiders. And in all my observations, I always wrote things down, and I always wanted to make sense of it and see, for me, being someone, you know, daughter of someone who's indigenous, daughter of someone who's an immigrant, you know, where is my place in the American dream? And I grew up being bullied because of the color of my skin, and so it never really made sense to me. So this song is a little bit about that history and me trying to make sense of all of that. I've been thinking about the news. Daddy leaves it on all day through. I've been thinking about the wars. And to be honest, I can't take it anymore. I hear you every day. The awful words you say. And hate can't be the face of the American dream. I've been thinking about my life and how one day I want to be a mother and a wife. I've been scared of that thought too. In a world of struggle, what are we gonna do? I hear you every day saying it's gonna be okay. But hate can't be the face of the American dream. And I know we've got a long way. But I've got to believe that change is a choice and it can start with me. This next verse is about my great-grandma and how, as a very young child, she was taken from her people and put into boarding schools. And I think about her every night and I sing for her. And I've been thinking about our mother, how they took her away from her people, put her in a boarding school, away from her brother, sister, and culture. I can see her every night, saying we've gotta make this right, 'cause hate can't be the face of the American dream. And I know we've got a long way. But I've got to believe that change's a choice, and it can start with me. And change's a choice, and it can start with me. And change's a choice, and it can start with you. Thank you so much. A song about marching for each other, about being intersectional in all of our activist work, fighting each other's fights, making sure we're fighting for things that don't necessarily affect us directly, because there's so much to fight for and so many issues to hear from different people of different walks of life. Save the river. Save the seas, save the mother and her family. How can you take what you want and say that we are free? If you put oil in the water, we won't sit quietly. And we were singing, stand up for what's right. Silently into the night, take my hand and well, say this through. If you fight for me, I'll fight for you. Save the oceans and the streams, save the people who are in need. How can you do what you want and say you come in peace? If you don't open your eyes, how can you see? And we were cheering, stand up for what's right. Don't walk, silently into the night. If you fight for me, I'll fight for you. Now don't look down when we march downtown for some truth, 'cause you can't complain if you don't find a way to stand up to. Stand up for what's right. Don't walk silently into the night. Through, stand up for what's right. Don't walk silently into the night. Take my hand and well, say this through. If you fight for me, I'll fight for you. If you fight for me, I'll fight for you. Thank you. And it's true. I will. I'll fight for you. Okay, what? I'm gonna play a new song. And this is a song I wrote about how I feel like before we can love another person, we have to love Mother Earth. We have to love ourselves. We also have to love the Earth, because if we don't, you know, that we don't, what are we? You know, we won't have a home. We won't have a place to survive if we don't love Mother Earth. And so I had this dream, and there were two lovers, and they kept like coming in and out of the earth, like they were one with the earth, and it was really beautiful. It was one of those dreams I didn't want to wake up from. And like the man, his legs were trees and his arms were branches, and I just thought it was really captivating, and I wanted to write a song about it. And the way I read it was that I can never forget about my first love, which is loving the earth I walk on.
Ooh. calls me river. Thank you so much. It really is amazing to have these cultural nights of music during the Poor People's Campaign, because I know when I'm feeling unmotivated, when I'm feeling lethargic and like my efforts, you know those days, like we all have those days, we feel wrung out, we feel like I just need to rejuvenate. Music does that for me. Listening to, you know, we met with the peace poets, their music, it rejuvenates me. Scatter Their Own, all these different artists who are singing with a message, you know, and I really do feel as artists we need to be responsible for the message we're putting out. And so I think it's really great that we're having something like this, and I'm feeling very rejuvenated. So thank you for having me again. I'm going to play this song that Sharon mentioned earlier. In 2016, I wrote this song on a morning. I was on my computer and talking to my friends who live up in North Dakota, asking what I could do to help with Standing Rock, because this was earlier on when no one really knew what Standing Rock was. It hadn't really gone social media viral yet, and I hadn't been able to go up there quite yet. And I just kept asking, like, what can I do? What can I do? And I, you know, can I put together an event to raise money? Like, what can I do? And she was like, we just need more people to know about what's happening. We need more people to know, because no one is aware. And that's the major problem at this point right now. And so I just felt really helpless. And this morning I saw these videos of dogs being released onto the water protectors. And it's something just went off inside me. I just started crying. I couldn't control it. I was so emotional, and I couldn't understand why people would use dogs to attack people, just to keep them away, just because they were trying to protect the land. And it broke my heart, and I started writing a song that was really angry, and then I kind of like broke through the anger, and I wrote this song. And this is called In the River. And it is for Standing Rock.
There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some hope. There's gotta be some way for you to send your dogs away and to leave the land alone. It's gotta be a crime somewhere in your heart you'll find. We're fighting for our right to keep the future bright and protect the ones we love. Our sisters and our brothers, we are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. You've gotta have the soul. Mother Earth protects us all. If you treat her with disrespect, then what message have you left for your children and their home? And the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. Stronger when we band together, and we're standing up for the water. Don't poison the future away. How can you take and take and not appreciate the soil? Don't let this black snake contaminate our drinking water. This is for our sons and daughters. In the river is our sisters and our brothers. We are camping out for each other. We are stronger when we band together, and we're standing. Don't poison the future away.
Thank you. Every time I sing that song, I picture something different. I think something different, and I wrote the song about Standing Rock, but you know there are a lot of different issues that come into my mind when I sing that song. And what I was just picturing was about drinking water, and there are so many places that have in the United States where their drinking water is still worse than the drinking water in Flint, Michigan, and Flint is still going through the same issues now. And you know, there's no cure for lead. There's no cure for these different contaminants in drinking water, especially when I think about children. And you know, when I wrote that song, I saw this video of the children of Standing Rock swimming in the river, and I just keep thinking about how we need to treat all of our water sources, all of our water, as if our children are going to be swimming in them, you know? And so I just wanted to share that, because I was just thinking about the water and drinking water and how so many places in the United States and on reservations, you know, there's no access to clean drinking water, and many people aren't aware of that. So anyway, that's where my mind was during the song. I think I have time for one more song. Cool. Okay. Are you going to come up and help me? Okay. Can you introduce yourself to the crowd?
Yeah. Oh, maybe just like that.
My name is Amaya.
Okay, so this is what we're going to sing. We practiced it before, but we're going to all do it together too. So in this song is called Driving to Standing Rock, and it's literally about my drive to Standing Rock in the snow. And so I'm going to say, what do we do when the river is under attack? And you'll say, stand up, fight back. Cool?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it? Okay, do you want to practice one more time? You got it? Okay.
What do we do when the river is under attack?
Stand up, fight back.
We do it three times. What do we do when the water is under attack?
Stand up, fight back.
What do we do when our children are under attack?
Stand up, fight back.
Okay, great. And if you get confused, you don't know what to do, just look right here. She's got it. She's the leader in the call and answer. And so, you know, whenever I sing this song, I like to just take a moment and to think about today what you're fighting for. And so if you just want to take a second and think about that. I know what we're all fighting for, but there's so many different things to fight for. And when we sing together, we're going to set that intention of what each of us are fighting for, and we're going to And we're going to all feel that in the room and just put out that intention together and really fight for each other in this moment and for the rest of the night and carry that with us. And I will carry it with me as I journey on home to Los Angeles. So thanks again. I'm Ray Zaragoza, and I have CDs and some earrings and some other stuff over there. So come check it out. And thanks for singing with me. Thanks for having me. This is Driving to Standing Rock.
Let's get on the road now. The snow's coming in and it won't be loud until morning. Let's drive through the night. If we watch the lines, we'll be alright. Sister's sleeping in the back.
Yeah, feel free to dance.
Got a fever, but we can't turn back. We had this dream, and it's a sign that we gotta stop this pipeline. Ooh, 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 we know. Ooh, 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 we've got to go. Stand for what's right. We're driving a standing rock tonight. And when we arrived, we were greeted by a door. Took the soil in our hands and prayed for Mother. We stood out there to sing negative 20 degrees. And we walked the bridge on the march for peace. Ooh, 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 we know. Ooh, 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 we've got to go. Ooh, 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 we know. Ooh, 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 we've got to go.
All right, are you ready?
Stand for what's right.
Are you ready? Yeah? All right, here we go.
Under attack. What do we do when the water is under attack? What do we do when our children are under attack?
That was beautiful. But now how about like double the soul and double the volume. Ready?
What do we do when the river is under attack? What do we do when the water is under attack?
Stand up, fight back!
What do we do when our children are under attack?
Stand up, fight back!
Woo, 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 no, no, no. Woo, woo, we've got to go. Woo, woo, right. We're driving a standing rock tonight.
Give it up for my lovely assistant over here. Thank you so much. I'm Ray Zaragoza, and I'm so excited for Taina Asili to come up to perform. So I hope I said it right.
Yes! Okay!
Stay tuned.
I'm so grateful to share the stage with you, Ray, because that was really tremendous, really powerful. And I love the way that this music for justice, this music for healing, this music for change comes in so many different forms, comes in so many different constellations and manifestations. And I'm going to ask for a little help here. Just remind me where this chord is.
So, I'm so grateful for the different ways that this is born. You know, one of the things that I believe is that since we have experienced oppression, that pain, that injustice, music, art, dance has always existed alongside as a form of resistance, as a form of reclamation of our humanity in the face of inhumanity, as a reclamation of our cultural and spiritual traditions when they were attempted to be taken from us. And, you know, for me, in my culture, I'm Puerto Rican. And for me in my culture, we have an art form called bomba. Has anybody ever heard of that art form?
Woo!
Bomba? Okay.
And plena.
Y plena. That's right. Okay, we got some boricuas or honorary boricuas in the house.
Woo!
So bomba is one of those powerful traditions that was used during the time of the enslavement of African people and Taino people in Puerto Rico as a time to reclaim our humanity in the face of inhumanity, as a time to reclaim our cultural and spiritual traditions. And these bombazos, which is kind of like what we have here tonight, a bombazo, this sacred ceremony that we use to do this container that we would create to make this happen, was also a powerful time that when the slave masters would go away to church, we would organize slave revolts. We would organize the powerful revolts. So art has always created that powerful space. And so I'm grateful to be here with you tonight in honor of that tradition. You know, because I bet if we all look back at our ancestry, we'll find some evidence of something that looked like that, bringing us to this very moment, right? So, this first song that I'm going to do is called Sofrito. And how many of you? Okay, we got some fans of Sofrito. Is a special sauce that's used in our Puerto Rican cooking. And it's often used like in our beans to infuse the sauce, right? With that cilantro and that culantro, the garlic and the onions and the beautiful flavors. And I like to think of this as the potent mixture that of different ancestries and different locations that we as Puerto Ricans of the diaspora have moved or been forced to move to, that potent mixture that we have created to make the people the potent and powerful people that we are. And so this song that I'm going to sing, I sing in honor of my ancestor, my grandmother, my abuelita Gloria, who was a keeper of this amazing sofrito sauce. And when we would, I grew up in upstate New York. Any Latinos from upstate New York in the house? All right, we got two. So when she would come up, she would stuff our freezer with these butter tubs of sofrito. And when I would open it up and I would smell this aroma, when I smelled this flavor, I would remember who I am and where I come from.
Yes.
Right? And I think that it's so important for us to remember where we come from. And right now, this work that we're doing right now is a part of that too. Remembering the legacy of resistance, that beautiful legacy that has brought us to today. This moment didn't come out of nowhere. This has been passed on to us, this powerful movement. So I sing this in honor of our ancestors who did this powerful work that have brought us to today. Sofrito. Now, saying that, I want to practice singing sofrito with you because there's going to be a part, not at the beginning, but in the middle when I start singing in English, and I'm gonna sing something, and then I'm going to point to you, and I guess I want you to try and say, sofrito.
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 Cool. All right, it's going to come fast. Y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, because we're Boricua, so this is a whole different shebang we're doing over here.
En lo más profundo de mi memoria vive un sabor de otro día. Es el olor de mi fuerte ascendencia. En las sabias manos de mi abuelita. Sofrito, el corazón de abuelita. Sofrito, el corazón de abuelita. Un puñado de ajo machacando en el pilón, mezclado sabroso, secreto, representan la fuerza de mi pueblo, la potente mezcla que somos y el poder de la tradición. Sofrito, el corazón de abuelita. Es el olor que me ayuda a recordar de dónde vengo, el combustible para dónde voy, donde encuentro el coraje para derribar los muros injustos, la base para crear de nuevo. Sofrito, el corazón de abuelita. Sofrito, el corazón de abuelita.
All right, y'all, come on, we gotta bring this energy up. I want you to put your hands together. Your part is coming now. Representing the Trinity, stirring up the strength of my ancestry. Powerful, Boricua, I will always be. 1, 2, 3. Fed the food of my abuelita. A woman who lived como una reina and taught me to fight como una guerrera. 1, 2, 3. These ingredients running through my blood will pass on to me with an awesome love. Never let me forget the culture that I'm a part of. We brought it to a colony. Find a sense to take to break the batteries. 500 years find it to be free. Oh, Sofrito, el corazón de abuelita. Sofrito, el corazón de abuelita. Es el olor que me ayuda a recordar donde vengo, el combustible para donde voy. Para donde voy. Para donde voy. El corazón de abuelita.
sofrito. El corazón, el corazón, el corazón.
I want to thank our ESL interpreters for taking the time to read the English translations and make this happen. And just in general, to be here with us today is so important to make this these events as inclusive to everybody as we can. So I'm grateful for you being here today. You can keep it going while I hit the note. So this is my band in a box. I normally play with like an 8 to 9 piece band, but I couldn't fit them all on the plane to D.C. We got people in D.C. I should have called them up, but I will next time. And but I brought my band in the box, and this next song is called "And We Walk," and it's a song that I wrote. Inspired by all the ways that people have used their bodies to interrupt the violence being committed towards our earth. So thinking of the people in Vieques, Puerto Rico, that camped out in the bombing ranges to stop the Navy from bombing.
Right.
The bombing that was not only destroying our land, but our livelihood. And people's health and wellness. I think of the people who I've worked with in Grafton, New York, at the Grafton Peace Pagoda. One Japanese Buddhist nun in particular, whose name is Jun-san, who has walked across the country and many parts of the world many times over in prayer to stop nuclear power and nuclear weapons. I think of the Native Runs. I think of Standing Rock. I think of people blocking streets like we are doing here with the Poor People's Campaign, and all the different ways that people use their bodies, put that on the line to protect the earth and thus protect us all. So that's what this song is called. Or that's what the song is about, and it's called "And We Walk." Hey, hey.
Walking slow across the earth, gazing upon the sun, blistered, sunburned, blessed. This is a quest we must take on for our sacred sites and those we love. For our children, we will not rest. Each step is a silent prayer to end the drilling of the wells. That poison water we so depend, that poison the air we breathe. This walk is our legacy to bring destruction to an end. Strong, our hearts pounding with the drum, and we run, run with courage, knowing truth is in our bones, and we stand with prayer on the mountain of impossible.
So this is what I must do. Each step a ripple in the lake. Radioactive water spills to lakes and oceans fill. Must we wait for the earthquake?
Holding down that energy. I'm so grateful. So, that's not the one. Not yet. So, this next song that I'm going to do is called Prison Break. And it's a song, we started this event doing a quote by Assata Shakur. And this song is a song that I wrote very much inspired by the U.S. political prisoners that I've had the honor and the privilege to get to know over the years. Political prisoners like Mumia Abu-Jamal, political prisoners like the Move 9, and other political prisoners, some of whom I'm happy to say just this year and last year have been freed, like Oscar Lopez Rivera, and just last month, Herman Bell. Yeah. Give it up for the decades that they gave for all of our liberation. So there's a piece of this song that talks about Assata and talks about her breaking free from prison. And when I wrote this song, Prison Break, it was very much inspired by these letters that I would write. And, you know, I would often write to political prisoners and I would say to them, you know, what can I do to support you in your freedom?
And what I would often get in response is something like, well, what can I do to support you in your freedom and your work that you're doing? And it was this understanding that we all have work to do to break free from the prisons that we're living in. And that their liberation is intimately connected with my liberation and my liberation with theirs. And I think that's true for all of us. So that was this powerful teaching for me about prison. And so I sing this song for all of those political prisoners that are still sitting decades behind bars. And I sing this song as a prayer to end mass incarceration. And state violence. And I sing this song as a prayer for all of us doing the work that we need to do for our own liberation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Don't you hold me down, no. Don't you see that I am flying? I slip from your grip, cause I am free. Don't you hold me down, no. Don't you see that I am flying? I slip from your grip, cause I am free. This war is just a war. These bricks were made to fall. A saddle broke through your facade. So can we, so can we. This war is just a war. These bricks were made to fall. A saddle broke through your facade. So can we. So can we. I said prison break, gotta start to mend these walls. Prison break, the system bring on our soul body. Prison break, tear self-hatred from our tattooed skin. Prison break, and know that we are worthy. Let me hear you say it. Prison break, cause we're all locked up, and the only way to freedom, come on, prison break, is to free ourselves. Prison break, so I inherit the wind, I am a sea. Prison break, dance across the other dangerous week. Don't you hold me down, no. Don't you see that I am flying? I slip from your grip, cause I am free. And free, and free, and free, and free, and free. Don't you hold me down, no. Don't you see that I am flying? I slip from your grip, cause I am free, am free. All those who came before to bring us freedom, even they started with a vision. So today my voice, it is a siren, lashing out with echoes to smash these walls. Don't you hold me down, no. Don't you see that I am flying? Prison break, oh. It is a siren, lashing out
you hold me down. No, don't you see that I am flying? I slip from your grip, cause I am free. And free. You are the metal, but I am the vine. You are the rust, but I am the water. You are the concrete, but I am the flower. You are the jail bars, but I am the dove. You are the prison walls, but I am the
this evening, and I know that some folks are watching online, and so I wanted to just say a few words to take us home, and say, first of all, just thank you so much to Ray and to Ina for being here with us this evening. Your commitment as movement artists is so gratefully appreciated to be standing with us in this movement, and to thank all of you for being here and singing with us all evening, and to thank Bloom Bars for hosting us again. We're going to take a hiatus next week from here, and we're going to be at the 19th Street Baptist Church on 16th Street. That's a little confusing. Just for 1 week, and then we'll be back. So check it out on Facebook, and you'll find out the where we'll be for next week. But then we'll be coming right back here.
16th and Buchanan.
Yes. Thank you. 16th and Buchanan. Thanks, Miss Lucy. And so, yes, so I just want to give one more shout out for these movement cultural evenings. Just so important to keep us going and to keep us strong, to keep us grounded, and to bring these very powerful messages through our work. And so thank you all for being here, and I'm going to turn it over to Tyena to bring us home.
Thank you so much, Sharon. This last song that I'm going to do, I hope really will bring it home for us. This is a song, the last time that I was in D.C. was for the Women's March on Washington, and I performed this song on that day there. And it's called War Cry. And it's written in 5 languages: isiZulu, Otivambu, Kiswahili, Spanish, and English. And it's a song calling out that we may come together with our different languages, our different ways of knowing and understanding and being in the world, but come together with a common vision and a common purpose for love, for justice, and for freedom. So this is one where y'all might want to get up a little bit, if you're willing and able.
how it is.
Esta lengua quedó no romperá. Este espíritu doy parto, camarada. Esta canción canta con este grito de guerra. Destroza oreja con esta sirena. Espera, vamos llegando. Espera, vamos llegando. Send this love across the world so that everybody can feel it. We are exiles. Our nations live in memory shadows. Our dreams lament. Once buried our warriors with dirges, gave them trails of everlasting names, tears and songs. Could hear our war cry from the top of the mountain. Knew we were coming and feared it. But she stopped our tongues, hid our words into the dust, almost forgotten. Fear has made our voices still no longer. We will sing our way home. Vibration breaking ground, you will fear us. We will sing our way home. We've been given the power of the world and we will use it. We will use it. We will use it. We will use it. This tongue, fear will not break this spirit. I birth comrades from this song. Sing out with this war cry. Pierces at that siren. Hold on, we are coming. Hold on, we are coming. Yeah. Hold on, we are coming.
Matung. Thank you all so much. Thank you to our ESL interpreters and all those who organized to make this happen. Bloom Bars, thank you so much. Peace out.
Testing one more time. Got one more announcement here. The awesome actress, activist, artist, writer, Anu Yadav has an announcement to make. Anu.
So the first three Wednesdays in June here, 6:30 to 8:30, me and musician Courtney Dow will be doing soul tent sessions, which are inspired by the Poor People's Campaign and are a way for people to take there are struggles around economic survival and all of the things that we get the messages that it's our fault, but we're going to take it, transform it, and create art out of it. So if you or somebody you know is interested in having a creative jam session through music, through spoken word and art, and you want to come and sing your song and share your story, come to the Soul Tent Sessions, 6:30 to 8:30, the first three Wednesdays in June. And Soul Tent is inspired by the name of the Many Races Soul Center, which was at Resurrection City, the encampment, the 40-day encampment, 1968, of the Poor People's Campaign, where people came together across cultures and backgrounds to share their stories of struggle across their different heritages. Great.